Chris and Kira.
I'd rather put my nipples in a pencil shop.
Sunday to Thursday from 10
on 2FM. FM.
I am nervous enough about this as it is, so let me get right into it. Every week, Kira and I do a wrap-off. This started as a joke many years ago, and like lots of things on this show, it has spiraled into a very important institution, I would nearly dare say, tradition. A hallowed tradition that we now take very seriously. I know I do anyway. This is one of the only highlights of my life, so I take it extremely seriously. Now, here's how it's going to work, okay? We are going to give you two different versions of this verse, okay? A version that I did and a version that Kira did. And when you've heard both, you are going to have to decide who did better. And I'll tell you how you can do that in a second. That's not important right now. You know, it's not. The most important thing right now is that you listen to these with a clean, critical, impartial ear. You know, that's what we need. This is a big decision you're being asked to vote on, all right? So you need to really take it seriously, okay? And for balance, you'll hear my version and you'll hear Kira's version. So however you choose to vote after that is entirely up to you, okay? It is 50 cents in the club. Kira, who would you like to go first?
Chris, I just want to get you out of the way.
Okay.
And I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean that in a good way. I think you're a phenomenal rapper.
Thank you, darling.
I really do. Mm. You blew it out of the park, as I said last week. I'm not worthy, basically. So, you know, just play yours, yeah?
Okay, cool. I really like this submissive Kira. This is great fun. I could get used to this.
I'm like a character from 50 Shades of Grey.
More or less. So here's what we're going to do. You're going to hear my version. You're going to hear Kira's version. Then you're going to have to decide who did better. We will start with mine. I mean, everybody knows this track. It is the iconic 50 Cent in the club here on 2FM. Oh, yes. When I pull up out front, you see the Benz on dubs. When I roll 20 deep, it's 20 knives in the club. Jiggas heard I fuck with Dre, now they wanna show me love. When you sell like Eminem and the hoes, they wanna fuck. But homie, ain't nothing change. Hold up, G's up. I see exhibit in the cut, that jigger roll that weed up. If you watch how I move, you'll mistake me for a player pimp. Been hit with a few shell, but I don't walk with a limp. In the hood, then the ladies saying 50, you hot. They like me, I want them to love me like they love Pac. But holla in, you know, them jiggas will tell you I'm loco. And the plan is to put the rap game in a chokehold. I'm feeling focused, man. My money on my mind. Got a meal out the deal and I'm still on the grind. Now shorty said she feeling my style, she feeling my flow. Her girlfriend wanna get by and they ready to go. Yeah.
Brilliant.
That was good.
Yeah, I don't even know. I don't think I want you to play mine because I heard a little bit of snippet of it earlier on.
It was fine. Like, I didn't knock it out of the park this week to the same extent I did last week. It's a more fair competition this week. I'll admit, last week, you were a bit outclassed. But this week, I don't believe you are. I really don't.
Okay, here's the deal.
Okay.
If we're playing mine and I raise my hand, that means I want you to turn it off.
Wow. Okay.
Because I listened to it a bit earlier on and I wasn't impressed, Chris.
That could affect, though, how you're voted for.
Yeah, well, look. Sure.
Okay, fair enough.
It doesn't matter anyway. People are going to vote the way they want to vote, Chris.
That is true. And who would we be to influence them, you know?
Exactly.
So you've just heard my version. Now you're going to hear Kira's version, which she may stop at her discretion, I guess.
When I pull out up front, you see the Benz on dubs. When I roll 20 deep, it's 20 knives in the club. Jiggas said I fuck with Dre, now they wanna show me love. When you sell like Eminem and the hoes, they wanna fuck. But homie, nothing change, hold down, G's up. I see exhibit in the cut, that jigger roll that weed up. If you watch how I move, you mistake me for a player pimp. Been hit with a few shells, but I don't walk with a limp. In the hood, then the ladies saying 50 you hot. They like me, I want them to love me like they love pop. But holla in New York, then jiggas tell you I'm loco. But the plan is to put the rap game in a chokehold. I'm feeling focused, man. My money on my mind. I got a meal out the deal and I'm still on the grind. Now shorty said she feeling my style, she feeling my flow. Her girlfriend wanna get by and they ready to go.
There we go.
That's with my accent.
Your accent was a little odd, alright.
No, do you know the movie Forrest Gump? Do you remember the character Bubba?
Yes. It's kind of like that. Yeah, you're right.
Female version of Bubba doing that rap. I was concentrating so much on trying to keep the flow, yo.
Yeah.
And not say, obviously, the N-word.
That was, you see, that's what put me off this rap so much. There's so many instances of
grand.
The N-word.
I actually thought that was grand until the end.
Your version?
Yeah.
You lost a little bit of the kind of place, if you get me. As in, kind of, you weren't on the beat for the last few bars. But otherwise, it was decent, yeah.
I don't know, Chris. Is it time to kind of, I don't know.
Do you think you should retire? Do you just not think You able for it anymore?
I don't know.
Do you want to throw in the towel?
You'd think that I'm not a quitter.
Well,
I'm not a quitter, Chris.
But
like, you know, you need to see some improvement. Why do I feel I've got worse at this than actually better?
I know what you mean.
That's, like, what's the
You've
point?
You've been at this
like,
a while.
What's the point of anything?
Uh-oh.
You know?
JJ's on the way in. This is never good. What's wrong, JJ? JJ has joined us. Hello, JJ.
Hello.
Sit down.
Hey, guys.
JJ, what do you think is the problem here?
Kira, I think we need some female raps.
Yeah, that is
there's too many guy raps.
You know,
you're
I've
at
won,
a disadvantage
but
straight
like,
away.
Whatever. I've won guy raps in the past. Like, you know, I don't think that's the issue.
No, but it would certainly help if we had
balance.
More female raps. Yeah, there
balance.
Should be more balance. Absolutely. I am all for
it. I don't know, guys. Do people
Kira,
want to hear
you're
female
a really good
rapping
rapper.
Female raps on the radio?
Well, people don't want to hear females in general.
Exactly.
Yeah. But because you're here, we might as well, you know, play up to that old rubbish, I guess, while you're here.
Anyway.
You know?
We can't get rid of you now, like.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know what? Next week should be a female rap. You're dead right. Because it does put Kira at an inherent disadvantage. Immediately. Because obviously, you know, if the wrong, or, you know.
Kira, you
I
had your rap game
like,
back, you know?
But if I was good enough, it wouldn't matter whether it was a female or a male rap. Because you know what? We're all about equality on this show.
Well,
so
I don't see Nicki Minaj rapping to 50 Cent in the club.
That's true.
You know?
That is true. Well, look, how about this? Kira, I know you might not enjoy this part too much this week, but we need to get to the votes. I would like to start with what I consider a real turn up for the books. Friend of the show, Rasmus, is usually very positive, very peace and love when he's on Twitter. However, he said he didn't feel either of the raps tonight.
Wow.
He just wasn't feeling it, but he says I was slightly better. That's still pretty damning praise, though. I mean, Crown just wasn't into it tonight. Crown,
he's usually
I'm
very
sorry.
Honest.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So, you know, Crown usually tries to find the good in people. So there must not have been any good tonight. That's all I'm saying. Natalie says, lads, that wasn't your best rap, but Kira's was better. Fair enough. Jessica says, first time voter and I'd have to give it to Kira tonight. Chris was a bit squeaky or something. Well done, Kira.
Well, thank you, Jessica.
Owen on Twitter says, Chris, you were like a young 50, 10 out of 10. Kira, good. But nothing on Chris. Then he says, green team, hashtag. Well, there you go. Mark says, what's wrong with that rap off, Kira? That was grand. There you go. That's wholehearted praise from Mark. Michael says, sorry, Kira. Chris takes that. It just seemed more fluid.
Well, that's the truth.
Yeah. All right.
Sean has tweeted us to say, JJ won.
Congratulations, JJ.
Congratulations, JJ.
Yeah, JJ
right, let's
has
get
won.
Some texts. Okay, I love Kira. She wins because I want a sassy girlfriend like her, and that's from Mike.
That doesn't count.
No.
That's ridiculous.
Kira, even though you the shizzle, Chris did the bizzle.
I did.
That's from Declan.
I mean, thank you, Declan, for rhyming your vote. I thought that was very cool.
Somebody else says, instead of raps, why don't you try romantic songs like Celine Dion's or Mariah Carey's?
That's the
no,
maybe
no.
Maybe not anytime soon.
Chris, definitely. Sorry, Kira, but trying the pity vote is sad. Chris, you ruled as always. My boyfriend, dog, and myself salute you.
Hey, that's like four votes.
Wow.
Even the dog is like, hey, can I see what Grace has to say?
Sure.
I'm nervous about phone calls tonight because I always
don't
think,
be nervous. Why are you nervous? Why are you playing this dramatic? Chris, I think I know who's going to win tonight. But anyway.
Grace, who do you think is going to win tonight?
Honest first of time I did win tonight. So I usually would vote for you and I've tried to test them other times before.
Yeah.
Because you do win.
Grace, have you like, can you move closer to your phone? You seem to have gone away from us.
Can you hear me now?
Kind of. Grace sounds like
that's
she's in a tunnel.
Okay.
Grace, give me one word. Who do you think did better, Chris or Kira?
Chris.
There we go, Chris. Thank you, Grace.
I didn't hear it properly. Could have been Kira, but anyway.
I think it was Chris.
I get some more texts. Hi, Chris and Kira. I'm a big fan of the show. Listen to you at nights. I'm on the way home from work. Kira, you are brill at the raft. That's some Graham and Wicklow.
All right. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Let's not go mad now.
I vote for Kira. Sorry, Chris. Kira, you're amazing. You're too hard on yourself. Don't give up, Kira. That's from Enda and Kerry. Loving the show.
Yeah, Kira played a very good move here.
I didn't play any move. I was just honest, Chris. Shane and Quark says, Chris took it this week. But Kira, don't give up on your dream. Keep at it. Someday you will be the champ. And he says, you're always a winner in my eyes. Okay, well, thank you.
See, this is what I'm saying. Kira has all her white knights out in force now going, no, Kira,
don't
you're
be
great.
Mean, Chris. Don't be mean.
You're so good, Kira.
Ken from Kilkenny says, do the rap, not the accent. Well, it doesn't really help
either
either
of us
way.
Can get the accent,
you know?
In fairness. And no, it makes us sound worse, I think. I think what he's saying is, if he did it...
As in, like, do it in your normal
just
voice.
Just be you. As in, trying to emulate someone else isn't going to work. if you get me. Mm. Also, someone points out, because we're always so afraid of saying the N-word, lads, you should just say it, because we're all thinking it anyway when you say it. Yeah, I'm still not going to say it, though.
No.
Like, I'm still going to be the better man and not say the N-word on national radio. Maybe that's just me. But,
somebody
you know.
Says, oh, Chris, Kira, you were too Irish for the rap. I suppose the upside is I now understand the lyrics of the songs, which is great, but you were both kind of meh this week.
Oh dear. Everyone's really underwhelmed by us.
Yeah, I see it, do you know?
Someone says, Philip on Twitter says, G-Money, that's G-Money nabs it tonight. Kira, you were worse than shocking. Oh dear.
That's just mean. Grace from Westmead says, as I always say, Chris is the winner every time, and it's not changing tonight.
Yeah.
Best rapper in the world. Love you, Chris. Grace from Westmead. Best rapper in the world? Better than, like, I don't know, Eminem, Nicki Minaj.
Yeah,
Jay-Z,
Kanye, think so. I think so, Kira. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, look, I mean, who do you. I actually think it was pretty even tonight.
It wasn't. You won. But just about, can I say?
That's why I said pretty even.
Mm. But you still piped it, and I would give you the win as well.
Thank you.
Because I'm a fair individual.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know about that, but I guess it is a win for me tonight. Also, someone says we should represent Ireland in the Eurovision. Yeah, I think so.
What,
I mean,
rapping?
Yeah, why not? Why not? Declan in Galway says he's about to flush his radio down the toilet after hearing us both.
I don't do that because, you know what, you'll get over how bad this rap was and then you won't have a radio. So
yeah, and then
that'll be annoying.
You'll resent us as well.
Oh my God, Chris. Oh my God. Emer says, my unborn baby kicked for the first time during Kira's rap, so it's a vote from me and my baby.
Oh my God,
Chris. An unborn child has recognised my talent and kicked his mother from the womb at the exact time that my rap was playing. I'm sorry. I take it back. I think I won tonight.
Maybe he was angry. Maybe he was in such pain.
Why does the baby have to be a boy?
You said he.
I didn't.
You said he kicked his mother. Maybe he didn't, yeah. Well, no, the baby.
Automatically, when it comes to a baby, Chris is like, it has to be a man.
Well, you'd hope so. But I think he could have been angry that it was being exposed to Kira's music.
I don't know. Emer is its mother.
No.
And so Emer would kind of naturally know how her baby feels. So
you
I would imagine that
a
it's
PPS
a good thing.
Number to
Thank
vote
you.
On this show. You can't vote unless you're a citizen. Or as in, at least you're a living human. That baby's not out of the womb yet. He doesn't count.
He
can't
again.
Open a bank account. What would you prefer? I said it.
Well, we don't know what it is.
Better err on the side of he then, you know, just to be safe. All right. Graham also says, Chris, don't be so harsh on Kira all the time. It's not nice. Apologies.
Thank you, Graham.
I didn't think I was particularly harsh tonight.
Well,
maybe that's me. Chris and Kira. 2FM.